And you might like to turn in your Bible to Joshua chapter 5. And looking to the Lord in prayer, God, thank you for your word again, your day. Spirit of God, it's all about your wonderful person helping us understand that you are such a person and that we need to enjoy and exercise your grace and your presence. And it is our privilege to do so. So thank you very much, even now, in Christ's name, amen. And so in our exercise, we did Joshua chapter 10 there and saw their wonderful victory. We then move in that unity of a nation, all 12 tribes on the same page. We then went to Ephesians 6 in order to see our advantage. They had a wonderful advantage, but it can't be compared to our advantage. And so we looked at the armor of God in order to enjoy all of our heavenly benefits, the book of Ephesians, to enjoy those benefits. And that's what God saves us for. We're seated in heavenly places. We're to have all the resources, Ephesians 1:3, from heaven, not from earth. All of heaven's resources. And we're to exercise those resources. That's awesome. Now, so then, having done that little bit, we went back to Joshua. And since it was so long since we were there, comparatively, then we had reminded ourselves, have been reminding ourselves, of what were the ingredients that gave Israel, at that point in history, such a wonderful unity and power. And so we went back, and now we're coming forward, adding to the pieces so that we have the benefit of their education for our education. So, in chapter 5, we share together in verse 1, it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were on the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan and from before the children of Israel until that we were passed over, that their hearts melted, dissolved, it just fell apart. They had no more desire to go and win. Neither was their spirit in them and anymore because of the children of Israel. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives, flint knives, sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel to the hill of the foreskins. Verse 4, and it came to pass, and this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that were came out of Egypt, that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. And I'll read verse 5, and all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. So when you read verse 2 a second time, you have to go down to verse 5 to understand. We did circumcision, Genesis chapter 17, we did it. And have been doing it. Now, we're starting all over with a whole 600,000 plus men. We're going to start all over again a second time. So now, Having said that little bit, what are they doing and why? So, over if you would please to catch that. And remember now they've crossed, they left Egypt, bondage, 430 years of bondage, slavery. They did that amongst all the gods of Egypt in unbelief. They went in the wilderness 40 years because of their unbelief. Now they're crossing the Jordan and have crossed the Jordan. And now it's a whole nother ball game requiring belief, requiring believing God. God has them in his place in the land, and they are to understand where they are and the relationship of how it's going to work. Say it another way. When you come to know the Lord as your Savior, how is it going to go? I received him as my Savior. How is this all going to work out? Now, so that's where they are. So, having said that little bit and keeping that in mind, and God, over to Genesis and chapter 17. And in Genesis chapter 17, and you would recall where the covenant is made with circumcision. And you will note, chapter 17, this is a thing to Abraham, and thus to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel. God makes this special arrangement with the people of Israel by way of Abraham. Therefore, chapter 17, in verse 2, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. I'm going to do a wonderful thing. Verse 6, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Verse 7, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. I'm going to be your God, and you're going to honor me, my government, and you're going to worship me, who I am. Now, having slided now, and you can go down, I'll read it, I guess. Verse 8, and I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. It isn't temporary. It's all the way through the millennium until time ends. And I will be their God. And God said unto Abram, thou shalt keep my covenant. Thou shalt keep, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This, verse 10, is my covenant, which ye shall make, keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee, every man child among you shall be circumcised. Verse 11, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token, a sign of the covenant betwixt me and you. How are we going to identify that we have a relationship based on my promise to Abraham to give him this land, to be the nation among nations? How are we going to have it? We're going to have the sign of this circumcision. Circumcision comes from the verb to cut off. So, what's going to be the sign? We're going to take all these males, and they're going to be circumcised. And what's the sign going to do? The sign's going to say that you have signed up to be part of the, enjoy, you've signed up to be, to enjoy the Abrahamic covenant. I have made a covenant with the people, Abraham's seed, and thus Israel. And all that, because you have to be circumcised, the males, in order to identify the Jews, you join the army. You join the army. So we're all there, joining, ready. And what do? Now they have us all line up. And then we go and we do whatever and clean up and everything. And they're going to give us what? All uniforms. What's going to make it? What's the difference? We were outside. We're inside. We put the uniforms on. And we all have the same uniform. All have the same uniform. You're part of the army now. Circumcision. You're part of Israel. That's the covenant. That's the sign of the covenant. The cutting off of the flesh. You'll see it coming up. Now, having said that a little bit, so it's a token. It's a sign. It's a sign of the covenant. Now, over if I can, please, in your Bible, over to Joshua. Well, we did that to save time. Exodus chapter 12. In the book of Exodus, what are we going to do? And in Exodus chapter 12, going, if I can, over to verse 44. 12 and 44. And every man's servant that is bought for money, servants, slaves, when thou hast circumcised him, then he shall eat thereof. In other words, you could have all kinds of employees or servants, but they can't partake of the Passover. They can't do any of that unless they line up and put the same uniform on. Got to have a uniform. Circumcised, you got to have them circumcised. Picking over verse chapter 48. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover of the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and let them come near and keep it. And it shall be as one he shall be as one that is born in the land. In other words, he's going to join the rest of you and be like you, Israelites. For no uncircumcision person shall eat thereof. So you have to be part of the system. You have to line up. You're lining up with the covenant of God in the God's kind of way. That's what he wants to know. You're going to line up with that covenant. You can't enjoy all the benefits of the Abrahamic covenant. You can't enjoy Israel's special place. Passover, special. But you have to be part of God's wonderful plan. How do you show that you're interested? You get covenant, you get circumcised. Otherwise, you can't be part of it. So, having said that, Leviticus, and in chapter 26, and so they're going to be circumcised. So all the people in Egypt for 400 years are circumcised. So when we come to the wilderness, they aren't circumcised. All the ones born, they're born. 40 years, you produce another 600,000 men, and they aren't circumcised. Not in the wilderness. No covenant. There's nothing. Just God keeping them in their unbelief. Judgment. So, therefore, Leviticus chapter 26 and in verse 33. And I will scatter you, God's judgment. I will scatter you among the heathen and will draw out a sword after you. And your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. Ultimately, the Babylonian captivity. Verse 34, then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. That's why you had the 70 years captivity. They didn't enjoy, they didn't honor. Remember, God said every seventh day, stop. Every seventh year, stop. I'll take care of you. You don't have to plant. You don't have to go to the grocery store. I want to see you have everything you need for a whole year. Like you do for a whole day on Sunday, you'll have it for a whole year. I'll take care of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as you honor the land and honor my word. They never did. Didn't do it. So they spent 70 years in captivity. Verse 40. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespassed against me, said God, and that also they have walked contrary to me, and that I also have walked contrary to them. In other words, they're against me, and they're going to find I am against them, said God. That I may have walked contrary unto them and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts, not physical, your heart. What's circumcision? That lined you up with the uniform. We got that part, but that didn't line them up in their heart with God. They were in the right place to be one, but they had to understand it's a heart problem, not a skin problem. The heart problem is the skin problem's there that you want to be part of the system. In order to enjoy part of the system, you have to have your heart. They had an uncircumcised heart. Hang on. Now, verse 41. If then their uncircumcised heart be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, if they do that, verse 42, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. So all I want you to do is have a heart problem. You lined it up. That's good. I became a member. I joined the club. That's one thing. Now you've got to have a heart to go with it. And if you don't have a heart to go with it, it's no good. You can do it. You can do the part you can do. But you got to do it with your heart. And you line up. Say, I want to be part. I want to go with you. Then you have to say, I want to go with you, God, communion. Do this in remembrance of me. I want to go with you. That's what I'm doing. So, but you got to get there. That's a heart problem. So, having said that little bit, so the uncircumcised heart. So the covenant is there, and the covenant is recognized by the people that were circumcised. But the covenant is not realized until they get circumcised heart. I give recognition that I have a circumcision. I'm lined up. I can take the Passover. But I need to take the Passover in such a way that it means something in practically, profitably in my relationship to God. Otherwise, it's just communion. That's all I'm doing. So, having said that little bit, and keeping that in mind, so over to Deuteronomy and chapter 10. And Deuteronomy chapter 10, picking up, please, if I may, sliding along over, if I can, to chapter 10. In verse 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul. That's from what? Sliding down, keep reading down. Down we go down to verse 16. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, not your skin. If someone else did the outside, you have to do the inside. Circumcise your heart. Circumcise your heart. Verse 16. Foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Yield, believe, trust me. Sliding down, verse 20. Verse 20. And thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Thou shalt also and to him shalt thou cleave and swear by his name. You're going to go and exercise a wonderful relationship to God. But you got to do it with your heart. Got to do it with your heart. You can, I'm a church member, I do everything. Where's the heart? Where's the heart? But I'm doing it. That's true. No question. But that won't do it. Hang on. Chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. And in chapter 30, if I may, verse 5. And the Lord thy God, 35, Deuteronomy. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Going to do a wonderful, wonderful thing. Verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart. God, what are you going to do? Are you going to believe? You got to believe. Got to believe. Yeah. God, that's what you want me to do, believe. Someone else did the outside and cut the skin. God, you have to cut the heart. Cut the heart. And remember, without turning there and all of that, and in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 26 is there. And telling you the time sequence. And one of the marks of the time sequence is the crucifixion of Christ. Counting tells you how to count so you can get right time of how things all work out in history. And in the process, the cross is the centerpiece. How do you say it? And they're going to cut him off. They're going to cut the Messiah off. The word cut off. They're going to crucify him. That's the mark. When you see him crucified, that's a timeline to help you. And timeline that stops. And you have the grace of God right now, all the way, all these years, until what? The rapture comes. And when the rapture comes, God's going to take us home, and then the clock ticks again. The clock is stopped. It will start ticking again for 7 years more. Only 7 years are left in the prophecy. And those 7 years of tribulation. And that clock is stopped when God takes us home. And the clock starts again. Now, having said that little bit, in the light of that, in Deuteronomy, if I can, and in chapter 30, and picking up, please, in verse 14. But the word of the Lord, we read it this morning, the word of the Lord is very near unto thee in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Now God's going to go and circumcise the heart. I'll read back to verse 6. I didn't mean to move that fast. Chapter 30, verse 6, reverse for a second. And the Lord thy God will circumcise your heart and the heart of the seed to love. What's it going to do? What is that going to do, God, when you circumcise my heart? To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all, and that thou mayest live. I'm going to circumcise your heart. What's that going to do to me? It's going to help you to love me, said God. You're going to love me. You're going to look for God to bless. Not like in the wilderness, no. No, you're a nation, Deuteronomy chapter 4. You're a nation to the nations. And you have to be normal like them, not supernatural. You have to have pain and heartache and trouble. And in all of it, as a nation, you trust me, and I help you through all of it. That's what they need to learn. So what are we doing? God, here, we're your witnesses. And what are you doing? We're ordinary. We're sick people. We're sick people. We got our problems. I'm just kidding. I'm using it. I had to use the cough for something to fit it in. You understand? So, God, what are we doing? We have to have it. So other people have coughs? That's right. Well, I'm just like you. The difference is I've come to know the Lord as my Savior. And I have life. My testimony, your testimony to the unsaved world. Their testimony as a nation to be an ordinary people in an extraordinary way. To have an awesome relationship in an ordinary way. That's what God wants. That's what God's doing with us. That's what God's doing with them. Now, and so therefore, as we read 19:20, you have to choose God. You have to go in his direction, and that's the sign of the covenant. The sign of the covenant is a physical sign of your relationship, your obligations to God, to be God's in God's place, in God's holy land, in a holy way, set apart to have an ordinary life in an extraordinary way. So therefore, so God, you're greater. God, you're the God, our God, is our creator. God, our wonderful creator, is our creator, is our savior. And therefore, God, it's a sure thing, no question about it. God, you're going to do it. That's what I'm going to do. And sure, trustworthy, the terms, the conditions, but it has to be from your heart. If it's just from your head and your physical body, it'll never go anywhere. You got to come from the heart. You got to fix your heart. Hang on. So now, having said that little bit, in the light of that, and going, if I can, please, you'll pick it up, over if I can, over to Romans, and in chapter 2. Romans in chapter 2. And you will note, we have to jump a little bit for time's sake, but I will come back and pick it up if the Lord tarries. If he doesn't tarry, we don't have to do it. So, Romans in chapter 2. Well, Romans 1, 2, and 3, the whole world's guilty before God, Jew and Gentile. So, when we come to chapter 2, picking up in verse 23, thou that makest thy boast of the law, that's a Jew, though thou breaking the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For circumcision verily profiteth a man if he keep the law. That's the purpose. Circumcision, you're going to keep the covenant, keep the law. And if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. What's the sense in putting on the uniform? You aren't part of the system. You don't live like the system. You don't honor the system. You're part. You're like being uncircumcised. You might as well never got circumcised. What did it do for you? Didn't do anything. So, slipping down, verse 26. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness, in other words, an unsaved person can have a heart for God, and therefore, and God can, and believe God and honor God. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted as for circumcision? In other words, he's a real soldier. He doesn't have the uniform, but boy, he's really part of the team. Really part of the team. He's genuine. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, keep going. Verse 28. For For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly got circumcised. That's what they said in John 8 and all of that. The Jews said to Jesus, well, we're Jews. We're legitimate Jews. We're the sons of Abraham. God said, you are. There's no question you're Jews from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But you don't have, and you've been circumcised. But you really aren't a Jew. A Jew is one from the heart, not just because he put a uniform on, from the heart. So therefore, verse 28, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. That doesn't do anything either. Verse 29, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter of the law, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So here we are looking. God, you're doing a wonderful thing. You're saving to the uttermost. And no question about it. So God, you're able to do what you do as only you can do it. And God, we need to understand. And it has to be from the heart. Now, I got to quit, but over if I can on my way. Acts chapter 7. Stephen, remember, gave the Jews a wonderful, wonderful history lesson before they stoned him to death. And in that history lesson, he let them have it. Chapter 7, straightway. Chapter 7, the book of Acts, verse 50. Hath not my hand made all these things? Verse 51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do you. You're the same. You're all circumcised, but you're not in your heart. You're Jews, but you're not Jews. You're really not Jews. You're not part of the covenant. You're not enjoying the God who made the covenant in a most marvelous, marvelous way. So God, what are we going to do? You have to be circumcised in heart. Now I got to close over, if I would, to help it tie it. I don't want to leave it in the air. Over to Galatians, and we'll see it quickly. I think you're getting the idea. I hope. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Picking up, if I may, in verse. Chapter 6, verse 15. I'm going to go just a little bit, help time. Verse 13. Verse 12. Chapter 6, verse 12, Galatians. As many as desire to make a fair show of the flesh, they constrain you to be what? Circumcised. We want you all to be circumcised like we are. But, lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. In other words, you don't want to be persecuted. Be like us Jews and go to the synagogue and do everything that we do so that we just honor your presence and you can get away with everything. Verse 13, for neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, because they can't, no more than anyone else can, but desire to have you circumcised. Why? That you may be part of the group. What do we want to get? A larger group. Little groups, no influence. But if I can get 7,000 people, 10,000 people in front of me, all cheering me and cheering what I'm talking about, that's power. That's power. But just two or three people, nothing. But you got to have big groups. So the more people you get, the better it is. Not so. But anyway, you got the idea. So, verse 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. Neither one. What are you looking for, God? I want you to have a heart. I want you to be a new creature. All things have passed away. Everything has become new. I want you to be saved. don't get in, you get in the system, and we're trying to work the system. That's why we did the little tree out there with the branch. That's what happened when you got saved. God took care of the dead wood, took care of it. You still live with it. You got the old nature, that's true. But God doesn't want you to be exercising and enjoying your old nature. He wants you to enjoy being a child of God. So being a child of God now, because I'm going to be seated and I'm going to be like him, then. Now I am what I'm going to be. Now you are what you're going to be. You got it? That's why you do it. I am now. You're now if you're saved. And that's what you're going to do. That's why you live differently. Because you are going to be it. Now, having said that, you got the idea. And I trust to get a little bit. It's an interesting subject. Going to get a little more interesting. But anyway, got the idea. Yeah. Yeah. Go on. What are we going to do? Take of the Lord's table. Yep, we're going to do it. Do this in remembrance of me. I did it. I can do it. You can do that. Oh, God, what am I doing? It isn't the cracker, because that isn't going to count you. You can't get full on that little wafer. And you can't get your thirst on a little cup of the juice of the vine. You can't do that. No, it isn't meant for that. It's meant to remind you of his flesh. He was crucified. He was cut. That's how your heart circumcised the heart. He died and took that old nature and crucified it. He cut it the same as your flesh is cut. He cut it off and crucified it. Reckon yourself dead indeed unto sin and alive unto God. So therefore, God, here we are. And so we do it in remembrance of you. The cup and the bread, fruit of the, we do it. Your body and flesh, you shed your blood. Thank you. I can't circumcise my heart. Only God can circumcise my heart. I'm not going to love God like he wants me to. And then, love God with some of your heart sometime. Don't say that. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, your all your might, all the time. What are you doing? Enjoying God's wonderful plan for your life. That's what you're doing. Yep. Circumcised heart. God, you have to do it. Thank you. Thank you for doing it. What do you want me to do to have it? Believe me. Believe me. I did it. I didn't deserve it. No, you don't. I didn't earn it. No, you don't. And the people around me think I'm stupid. Let them think they're stupid. Let them think they do anything you want. You thank me. You thank me and do this in remembrance of me. That's what I want. Don't forget how your heart got fixed. I did it, said God. And you want to enjoy your life in Christ, in God, by the Spirit of God, now. So, our Father in God, thank you for your word, your work, your grace. And as we partake of the Lord's table, your table, God, to remind ourselves of what it's all about. And our God, we're going to thank you very, very, very much, even now. So, we think of everything going on in our heart, in our little life, all the lives of everybody around us, the lives of people across the face of the earth and nations. And God, we want to be among those that have a circumcised heart. God, we want to have a heart that you asked for, that you wanted us to love you with all of our heart. So God, you done got it. Thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen.